Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, everybody, we have some breaking news. Donald Trump has struck Iran once again in a panic as the war continues to escalate. Trump has no control 185 days into this war, and the Iranians have now turned this into a tit-for-tat game theory-esque war where the Strait of Hormuz is closed down and Trump has no way of gaining control over the situation. The nuclear material is still in Iran, and Trump has admitted that they are now rebuilding a lot of their military capabilities, meaning it's exactly what we said was going to happen. It's going to turn into another perpetual endless war where the United States has to make sure that Iran doesn't rebuild, and Trump has no way out. You know, he just back-channeled to Fox News that these strikes are going on, and that we may have to wipe out Iran as a civilization. Let's waste no time and just jump in with this.
But again, the latest information that we have, John, U.S. strikes are ongoing against Iran, hitting the southwestern part of the country. And the president, once again, in a call with Fox News, warning the Iranian regime, if they respond to these strikes against the southwestern part of Iran, that they will be hit much harder. And again, he goes on to say, if this goes for a third time, they will be wiped out as a country. He described the Iranians as crazy and stupid. And again, the region is waiting to see if there will be an Iranian response. Already in Iranian state media, they are threatening retaliation against U.S. forces in the region.
Do you hear how desperate this is? So in one breath, Donald Trump told them that he's going to wipe out the entire country. Then he said the Iranians are the ones that are crazy and stupid. Yesterday, he said the Iranians are begging for a deal. So which one is it? Are they begging for a deal, or are you on the verge of genociding them because they're crazy and stupid? Trump is very clearly trapped in this war. He is stuck. And now we have breaking news. U.S. Central Command reports that today at 12 p.m. Eastern, U.S. forces began striking Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps targets in Iran. The strikes follow recent attempted attacks by the IRGC against commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and against American service members deployed to the region. So U.S. service members and sailors are clearly in danger right now. But the United States is the one that started this war in the first place. Iran is now closing down the Strait of Hormuz as a strategic way of waging war asymmetrically, and the United States continues in this tit-for-tat back and forth. So a lot of people in my comment section asked me, Adam, why are you making these repetitive videos where you lay out the situation of the war, the updates of the war? And it's for a few reasons. First of all, the entire right-wing MAGA ecosystem is lying about this war every single day, saying that we're winning, we've won, and Iran has no military. If that's the case, then why is our military striking on a daily basis in this tit-for-tat manner? It's because the right-wing media ecosystem is lying, and that's why we are pushing back so hard. So make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Make sure you drop a like on this video. It goes a long way in helping penetrate this right-wing hole that the current government has. But just to continue, as Donald Trump threatens to genocide the Iranians, it's because he's trapped and he's desperate. Just a few days ago, we struck Larak Island in the Strait of Hormuz. And then Donald Trump confused it with Karg Island up here and made a bunch of AI posts saying Karg Island is being blown to smithereens. Take a look. To the people watching this video, I want you to let me know in the comment section, do you think Trump thought this was real? Or do you think he knew it was AI and was using this as a threat? I think there's about a 95% chance that Donald Trump thought he was actually watching us blow up Karg Island in this video and said, post that. He then posted another version. He posted another version of the same thing. This guy is being fed AI propaganda videos and posting slop like he's just a boomer. He then posts Lake America. He's declaring war on every single country around us, whether it's a trade war on Canada or whether it's an actual war with Iran. When I continue to scroll down, you'll see that he was posting ducks marching with his hair.
Ducks.
dog. You are in a war with Iran, a trade war with Canada that you can't get out of. And the memorandum that Trump tried to sign a few months ago fell apart. I think we need to remind people more and more that Trump tried to sign a memorandum that gives Iran $300 billion from our Gulf allies to rebuild their military, fund their proxies. It's so incredibly disgusting. Watch this.
And back on Iran, several military leaders have reportedly told Secretary Hegseth that a prolonged large-scale operation there weakens our ability to confront threats elsewhere, including the homeland. Have you heard those
warnings? Well, number one, we have nothing else in mind. Number two, we're very respected. Nobody else would be crazy enough to do it. Number three, we have so much ammunition and munitions, as they like to call it, all over the world that we can always take from if we want. And this is a relatively little war for us. This is not a big war. You know where the money went was Ukraine. The money was really taken out, the ammunition, if you talk about low. We have tremendous amounts, unlimited amounts.
This is disgusting. He's been trying to blame Ukraine, who's getting invaded by Russia, and we've been supporting with some old stockpiled munitions, for his mistakes in our depleted stockpiles. Even though the Iran war is responsible for depleting one half of many of our precision munition stockpiles, because we're just wasting them on this endless war. So once again, Donald Trump is panicked, Donald Trump is striking, and he continues by calling into Fox News and back-channeling that, quote, a lot of radar was hit because the Iranians were rebuilding it. Trump is panicked, Trump continues to double down.
What'd the president tell you, Trey?
Yeah, John, good afternoon. I just spoke with President Trump, who indicated that if the Iranians respond to these U.S. strikes against their country, the president said they'll be hit much harder. He went on to say today's strikes were a very big hit, and if it goes a third time, they're going to be totally wiped out as a country. Now, I asked the president what was hit tonight in Iran, specifically in the southwestern part of the country next to the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump says a lot of radar, and added that they were trying to rebuild the radar systems and the United States was watching. And then just before they completed this construction, that's when these strikes took place.
This is the main problem with the Iran war. We cannot have this perpetual war where we continue to strike their facilities after they begin to rebuild it because we can't actually engage via diplomacy. Iran learned from the 1979 hostage crisis situation that they can basically knock out a U.S. president by manufacturing a crisis and inflicting maximum pain until the American public blames the president. Jimmy Carter suffered that in 1980 when he lost. Donald Trump is going to go through the same thing as the Iranians continue to hold the Strait of Hormuz hostage, therefore holding Donald Trump hostage. That's why he's panicked and he's vacillating between these shitty agreements, these AI videos that show he has no control over the situation, and basically melting down in the Oval Office.
Watch. President Trump, is the resumption of strikes in Iran part of a limited campaign or a return to full-scale war? And how will you respond to the
It's very limited. Look, they're a failed nation. Yeah, they're a failed nation. They've got 350% inflation. They have no currency. They're not paying their soldiers. Their leaders are largely dead. Their Navy is gone. Their Air Force is gone. Their surveillance equipment is almost entirely gone.
Okay, even if we were to grant all of that, even if we said, okay, that's all true, Trump, sure, then the simple question is, how come they are kicking our ass in the Strait of Hormuz, continuing to put our soldiers in danger so much so that we are getting roped into this tit-for-tat escalation? If we are winning so decisively and they have nothing, shouldn't we be able to cut a deal with them rather than getting new tweets from CENTCOM every single day that say, quote, today at 12 p.m., U.S. forces began striking the IRGC. The strikes follow recent attempted attacks by the IRGC against commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and against American service members deployed to the region. So the Strait of Hormuz is being held hostage. American service members are in danger. Yet we're supposed to believe that Iran doesn't really exist as a country anymore. Their military is wiped out. Make it make sense. Maybe they're stronger than Trump is painting them as. Maybe the Iranian regime still has fighting power and is still holding the U.S. hostage in some manner. We're not winning this. It's not really a victory for the United States whatsoever. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.